This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. The Douglas County School Board voted to fire its superintendent last night following 3 hours of heated debate. The 4-3 decision to remove Corey Wise was split between the conservative majority that was voted in last year and the minority members who expressed disbelief and outrage over how quickly the decision was made and without public comment. The move caps off a week of rising tension in the district, including a day when schools closed because about 1,000 teachers called in sick. Students are planning to protest the firing. New data released by Colorado hospitals documents the toll on patients from COVID-19. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The Colorado Hospital Association found the pandemic drove up significantly the rate at which patients died in hospitals. The mortality rate of patients who died between March 2020 and June 2021 was 2.3 per 100 hospitalizations. That compared with 1.7 per 100 in the previous year and a half. That's a 35% increase. The data show clear signs of delays in care for non-COVID patients. That care was postponed in the early months and then later continued to be voluntarily postponed by many patients. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And Colorado Springs will celebrate Team USA with the downtown Winterfest today as the Olympics get underway in China. It's free and starts at 11 at the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. 23 Coloradans are competing this year. This is CPR.